Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's only five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey, Jackson Bailey here with some genital-shattering news. Plumbing the Death Star are part of the first ever Melbourne Podcast Festival. Do you hear that? Do you want to know what that sound is? That was the sound of your genitals shattering like a fucking wine glass. That's right, the absolute worst brains in the city, nay, the country, are going to be performing their unique brand of bullshit live on stage. And this is really the best bit. You can bear witness to it if you would like to do so. It's on Sunday, August 1st, 2 p.m. at Village Cinema's Jam Factory. $20 a ticket. Allocated seating. A room huge and COVID safe, so you basically have no reason not to come. In fact, if you come and you mention this ad, I'll give you a saucy little wink guaranteed. Once again, that's Sunday, August 1st, 2 p.m. at Village Cinema's Jam Factory. Tickets are $20, but your evening will be priceless. Or worthless. Whatever. Both.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, hang on, why is Spider-Man poor?
This episode is a sort of sequel to Why Are the Weasleys Poor? Yeah. You know, like 5 years in the making.
Yeah.
The next fictional character who we're wondering about their financial situation.
Okay, so yeah, is Spider-Man often portrayed as poor? Well,
in Spider-Man 3, yes. A movie I watched not two nights ago.
May I just say congratulations.
Thank you very much. I loved it just as much as I did the first time. Peter Parker, absolute dirtbag, absolutely oblivious before he even has the black goo on him, by which I mean the symbiote.
Mm-hmm.
He's still like an oblivious weirdo, and it's great. So mean for no reason.
Is it cool when Eddie Brock prays to God to kill Spider-Man?
It's one of the coolest scenes in movies. Anyway, I noticed when Peter Parker is returning to his very filthy home, he's sleeping on a camp bed. He cannot afford a real bed.
Yes.
His house is also falling apart. Remember, he's like, I'll get you your rent when you fix this damn door! He can't pay his rent.
Yeah, he can't pay his rent. I believe it's a Spider-Man 2 where he's a delivery boy.
Pizza
time.
And so he cooks that pretty badly.
Most recently in popular culture, we've seen the Spider-Man PlayStation 4 game, Sony PlayStation.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
But on the fourth one, they released the Spider-Man game.
Oh, yeah.
And in that, he gets evicted from his apartment for the same reason. Can't pay rent.
Can't pay rent.
And now I ask you.
Sleeps on his auntie's couch.
Yeah, well, often he's at home with aunt. Yeah. This feels weird.
At home with aunt.
He's often at home with aunt.
If it helps, call her Nan May, because that's the mistake I just made.
It does. If I say at home with Nan,
I'm at home with aunt.
Yeah, I'm at home with aunt. But anyway, so I ask you, have you over the powers of the spider?
Well, actually, technically, I asked you. Well, no, this is a different question, so fair play on.
If you were born with the powers of a spider or whatever happened to be about, why in the hell are you not somehow making money off this?
Well, okay, so let's tackle what the comics and movies usually try and do
with
Spider-Man.
Give us the explanation, yeah.
They make Spider-Man grounded and have similar problems to us, the everyman. Yeah. The fucking idiots of the world.
The
that
John Q. Marvel that can't pay their rent.
Yeah.
The absolute fuckwits that aren't on seven figures.
Yeah. When
the dumb filth of the world.
Yeah, the scum in this room. Yeah.
The 99%.
When my landlord is like, we're getting evicted because you keep throwing any money you get in a pond in Central Park because you think it's bread for the ducks. And I'm like, oh, I'm out of my ass. But then I look up at this guy and I'm like, just like Spider-Man. We're the same.
Yeah, me and Spider-Man are the same. So I'm going to pay $12 to go see him in Marvel's new beautiful film, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Correct.
No Way
Coming
Jose,
to cinemas December 2021.
This is sponsored by No Way Home. Yeah.
So, you usually get... So they make him this, but also the way they justify it in most media that Spider-Man appears in. And I feel like this is where we're going to have a problem because it's one of those things where you're like, oh, okay, wait a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Spider-Man's whole thing is like, with great power comes great responsibility.
Sure.
I'm saying this and presenting it like we haven't uttered that exact sentence every time Spider-Man comes up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
As a consequence of that, he's often doing an internship, which... typically unpaid, again, the 1% of dogs, and we are stupid scum. Yeah, that is just the way of the world.
Yeah, we know.
The way the lines are drawn, yeah.
He's usually doing an internship, and then studying on top of that, and then looking after aunt or nan.
Well, not
Why
nan.
Are we not saying mate? Wait, what are we, allergic?
Looking after aunt. What if they're looking after auntie? Is that better or worse?
No, way worse.
Way worse. Looking after auntie.
Yeah.
Looking after... Aunt no, or Mrs.
Boy
Uncle?
Boy looking after aunt,
Nephew looking after aunt, yeah. It makes sense.
And then Spider-Manning on top of that. So he can't hold down a job that pays well.
He's Spider-Manning, he's looking after aunt, he's studying.
You know, you've had a go at saying it too.
It's
it feels
fun.
Wrong. It falls out of your mouth wrong.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah. And he's studying and also being...
usually an unpaid intern for either Oscorp or... Yeah. Old mate Octavius or lizard fella.
And then he's taking pictures of himself.
Yeah.
And getting ripped off. J. Jonah Jameson pays fuck all.
He's got no business acumen.
That's his
problem.
Just thwip him. Who cares?
Sell your thwippy device, patent that, and sell it.
Do one interview as Spider-Man to the Daily Bugle, get smeared all over the paper. But regret your choice instantly as your name's dragged through the mud. But sue unsuccessfully. End up poorer somehow than before. You've got to put a mortgage on your Aunt May's house, out on your ass with her.
Move. She knows you're Spider-Man. Joe Chill shoots her in the head.
There you go. Spider-Man, this is my 8-step plan.
Yeah.
Does it end with my aunt getting killed?
My God,
yes.
By a Batman villain?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I think that's the best for you.
You live in Crime Alley,
But again, with Spider-Man, he tends to be like, I am a poor, so I need to make ends meet. So he goes like, right.
It is expensive.
I can Spider-Man my way around places, so I'm going to become a delivery boy.
Mm-hmm.
But he cooks it because either he's ruined the pizza he's delivering, or he sees something happening while he's Spider-Manning. He's got, I got a Spider-Man that over there, so that's like,
so he can never,
he can't be a delivery boy,
because he's
distracted. Distracted.
He can be a delivery boy, but for like a mailman delivery boy,
no, because he gets distracted,
Because the moment a crime happens,
and
he's
it's New York,
go.
There's a crime happening on every corner, so he he can't be out in the street where he can get distracted. Basically, you got to treat him like someone with ADHD,
you
can't get distracted, okay?
And on that note, how crazy would it be to get your...
I've been Joel.
Oh, no!
You've ended the episode.
I'm so sorry.
I've been Joel.
Wow, 6-minute episode. Jackson broke it halfway through. No, on that idea, it would... not happy with that. But it would be crazy to get a pizza delivered by Spider-Man. Imagine
But Spider-Man doesn't actually... No. What are you talking about?
No, he thwips that pizza. Oh, no, that guy steals a slice. Sorry. I thought when he thwipped that pizza at that guy in the room, he was delivering the pizza. My mistake. Because I thought that would be insane where I'd be like, aren't you a superhero?
He thwips into the apartment building and then he changes in a broom closet or whatever.
Well, imagine seeing that. You're looking for a broom. need a broom to hit the bat Oh, my God.
He's a half-naked man.
He's too distracted to do any kind of delivery.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You kind of got to like pin him down. So you can't do that. All right? So that's out. Any delivery job, you can't do.
Yeah.
Now, like taking pictures of yourself, can you do that?
Yes.
Now, why is he still poor then?
Yeah.
Well, J.J. Jameson is only interested in photos of Spider-Man when Spider-Man is in the news for something, which the Daily Bugle is then using to smear him further.
Go to a different newspaper. Go to another magazine.
Explicitly in Spider-Man 3, there's a scene where J. Jonah Jameson is told how many newspapers are doing better than the Daily Bugle, which means that Spider-Man has, you know, a myriad of choices he could take. Is it, however, only the Daily Bugle that's interested in pictures of Spider-Man? Does no one else care? Because Jonah Jameson has such a hard-on for Spidey pictures that he's the only one paying for.
Well, as we saw in the famous deleted scene from Spider-Man 2, when Spider-Man says Spider-Man No More and puts his costume in the bin, much in reference to the comic book Spider-Man No More. I've read it. I haven't. I've seen the front cover. I understood the reference there. Thank you, Sam Raimi. One for the true fans, me. A guy who has not read that but saw
but
a picture
definitely
of it.
Saw a cover.
One for the true fans.
Jaina Jonah Jameson. Was it better to hear or say? Because it felt
way
good
worse
to, say.
To hear.
Yeah,
I saw my own idiocy reflected back at me, and I didn't like it.
He dresses up as Spider-Man.
Yeah. Mm.
That's good. I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, he loves Spider-Man. Like, that's what I was going to say.
You wandered down a little pathway in your own brain there,
well,
didn't you?
I don't know. I think it was just like giving everyone that's listening to Plumbing the Desktop being like, they don't ever know what they're talking about. I just gave you so many references to grow, to
Can
thrive.
Can you message us on the Twitter or, you know, Facebook?
Discord.
Same Space Radio Facebook stuff. And also the Discord. Did that feel good, listeners? Were you like, finally, they know what they're talking about? Or did it just sound like... A stream of diarrhea coming out of a human mouth.
Everyone listens because the references.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Joel McHale is the bank manager. May goes to kick Peter, kicks him in the shin.
Him not making money through him taking pictures of Spider-Man is because is he saturating the market with Spider-Man pictures?
Well,
is it because like no one wants them, or is it because he's like, I guess the Daily Bugle is the one for me, and they'll give money? Because I don't know if I've ever seen him shop his pictures around.
Yeah.
He also wants to be a photojournalist, but what other journalism does he do? Because I guess he's in the right area.
Yeah.
When he's like Spider-Maning and he sees a problem, he's like, I'll just set this up.
Is Spider-Man's problem less that he's getting ripped off from Jaina Jonah Jameson?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a reference for the true fans of 10 minutes ago. J. Jonah Jameson. Why does his real name feel wrong? Anyway, is the problem less that J. Jonah Jameson is ripping Peter Parker off by not paying him for the pictures? Or is it that Spider-Man is half-assing everything and not whole-assing a single thing? Because he wants to be a photojournalist. He wants to do science shit. He wants to be a stand-up comedian, although not... Admittedly, not in the Raimi films or the video game that I'm currently playing, but...
He's often wanting to be a stand-up, and like he does become a teacher as well.
Oh my God.
At some point.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a whole-ass Peter Parker? And a whole-ass something.
I think this is the problem. Like, he's whole-assing Spider-Maning.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing, but that doesn't pay the bills.
But he's only going to be three-quarter-assing Spider-Man if he's doing all this other stuff.
Yeah.
That's not really whole-assing.
No, he's... His personal life and where he's earning money is just all crack at the moment. No ass.
Yeah. It's just one nuss.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And also, you know, become a fireman or whatever. Well, okay.
Why?
So Peter Parker often saves people from burning buildings.
Spider-Man, not fireproof.
but
he's got Spidey sense.
He's got Spidey sense.
Actually, what is a good job? As opposed to like, why is he poor? Because again, I think that he's poor because he doesn't whole ass things.
Just stop
right?
you there, acrobat.
Yes.
Join the circus, Peter Parker.
Hang on. Let's just put that on the shelf for a sec. Yeah. Put that on the shelf. We'll think about this. Okay, put a pin in that. So again, the reason why he's so poor is because he doesn't whole ass anything.
He doesn't commit.
And he thinks to be like, well, my primary job is to be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And what can I do around that? So he's like, okay, well, I'll take photos of myself. That'll be easy. Because all I need is me in my suit.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I can set up a timer and that's good. But because he's doing that, he's setting up a timer for his phone to kind of take, you know, photos. And I guess now with small smartphones, he could take, you know, videos.
But that's
in a fixed position. No one is manning that phone.
No
one is manning the camera, so it's kind of always going to be a little bit shitty.
Also,
so it's not going to be great footage for people to get.
Yeah.
So that's kind of example of why J. Jonah is being like, well, I'm not going to pay a lot of money for this, because you have someone on the street with their camera taking a much better and more dynamic shot. And he's like, well, I'm going to use those instead.
I think the opposite. And I think this actually may be a plot point in Spider-Man 3, mm-hmm. the Venom one, is that Peter Parker does get the best shots of Spider-Man, which is why, because J. Jonah Jameson hates him as a man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That seems to be a general plot point. Doesn't respect him, thinks he's a spineless wet weasel of a rat man.
Yeah.
Which is understandable when you look at Peter Parker.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also in the Raimi series, as we've kind of noted accurate. Before, and we'll note again because it's funny, the entire world seems to hate Peter Parker for no apparent reason. They love Spider-Man. New York loves Spider-Man.
Yeah. Mm. Hate Peter Parker.
Loathe the man.
Loathe him.
I'm honestly shocked that in the train scene when Spider-Man is unmasked, they don't say, it's just a boy, no older than...
No bigger than my huge boy.
No bigger than my son or whatever. Yeah. They're not just like, I loathe this man. And then just punch him in the head a couple of times.
Hey, kid, can you hit him while you're down there?
I hate looking
they
at this
the
guy.
Put the mask back on. Oh, no, yeah, I like him.
He's much better. Oh, this is good. So again, so him taking photos of himself, and like granted, maybe it's like, oh, it's the best, you know, of Spider-Man or whatever
but
it might
also,
be.
But also, how many times, say you're a regular Daily Bugle reader.
Yes.
That's your paper in the morning with your dog and your slippers and your cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, when you said dog, I was like, what are you? Okay, now
your dog brought you slippers or is in slippers if you live in a cool house.
Why wouldn't the dog just bring you the paper in that situation?
It does both.
Yeah.
It does multiple trips.
It's a trained dog.
That's
anyway.
You're too lazy. Do one of them yourself.
Well, then I'll get rid of the dog.
Okay. That's sad. What happened to the dog? Did you rehome it?
Gave it to a guy.
You gave it to a guy.
Yeah.
Did you do like reference checks or anything?
I put it in a little basket out the front of my house. Free dog. I'm not allowed to have him anymore because he makes me lazy. Apparently.
So you put a basket out, you put free dog on it,
yeah.
And just some guy picked it up.
Yeah.
did you check in?
I didn't see it happen. Well, the dog's gone.
What if it just got out of the basket? Was the basket gone too?
Well, no, the basket was still there. Anyway.
The dog just walked out.
Well, I wasn't giving away the basket. Anyway. So
it's true. The sign doesn't say free basket. It says free dog.
Free dog in brackets, not basket.
Do not take basket.
I need it for my lunch.
Anyway.
Small dog, yes.
So if you're reading this.
Yeah, I think it was a dog. Because like
apparently the basket was for my lunch. So
this is a dog. A rat.
You've had a rat bringing you
slippers. That's pretty impressive. If a rat brought me slippers, that's bringing me one slipper at a fucking dime.
Yeah, and I guess
that's a huge rat.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's a huge rat, as big as my huge son.
Oh, that's why it's no bigger than my rat.
That rat's so big, it's no bigger than my rat.
Anyway.
So a rat would also eat through a newspaper.
Yeah, not if it was trained. Anyway.
Yes.
Not trained that well if it just left.
Well, he clearly knew I didn't need him.
Yeah, that's sad. You said, was it tearful? No, you just left him in a basket. It wasn't even a tearful goodbye.
Yeah. Free rat. Free dog crossed out. Free rat. Sorry.
Leave the basket needed for my lunch. Yeah.
If you were reading the Daily Bugle every day,
yes.
You would be like, it's just. You
it's
can
just
only,
a picture of Spider-Man.
You can
it's
only got, see got, a picture of Spider-Man so many times before you're like, I fucking know, it's that guy.
It's got diminishing returns. And because he's saturating the market, so you're like, well, that's not going to make any money. So again, so it's, though he's making, maybe doing the best shots of Spider-Man, I would still say he's sort of half-assing that because it's only pictures of Spider-Man. Who cares?
Well, I think a better way to look at the pictures of Spider-Man rather than it being just like a boring, who cares, I've seen it a million times. Think of it like the back of the sports section of a newspaper. There's always a picture of like a footy player taking a mark.
But it's not the same footy player.
Yeah, but it's still like that's true.
Unless it was Spider-Man Weekly, then I'm expecting. Because again, Spider-Man, if he takes enough like pictures himself, he could make his own magazine.
Yeah. It wouldn't have that many subscribers.
Wouldn't have that many subscribers.
It's like, oh yeah, cool. These are terrible things happening in my city.
Yeah, there is Spider-Man. Again.
I think
to
find him a job, it needs to be something he can do while Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, exactly. Someone going through. So it's like, you know, he's taking photos himself. He kind of half-asses it. Mm-hmm. And even if they're the best one, diminishing returns. Yeah. How many photos of Spider-Man do we really need?
One once.
Exactly. The only reason...
One photo.
The only reason that J. Jonah Jameson keeps getting them is because he kind of hates / loves Spider-Man. Yeah. So he's kind of... it's his obsession.
Any other newspaper would be like, that's an absurd amount of time to spend on photos of Spider-Man.
Exactly. Other jobs he's had. So we've gone through like, you know, Pizza Delivery Boy, too distracted.
Yeah.
We goes through like, I'm taking a picture of Spider-Man. Again, diminishing returns.
Yeah.
So, okay, him becoming a teacher.
Okay, well, it's the same. It's a pizza delivery problem, but worse.
Well, because,
you're in the middle of a class and you hear a police siren and your teacher's like, I gotta go. And that's it.
And the thing is, because he's too distracted.
Yeah.
He's always thinking about what's happening in New York. Plus, at that moment in time when he becomes a teacher, I'm pretty sure the world know that he is Spider-Man.
That's weird.
Which then puts a target on the school's back.
On the students, yeah.
I guess, if you're going to do that, go work for the X Academy or whatever. Because at least they're used to it. Wolverine's teaching you history and his lesson is just like,
I was in World War II.
Yeah, I got bombed. Yeah, that sucks.
Crazy.
My hair grew back there.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Do you remember that from the start of The Wolverine? Another reference just for you, the audience.
So again, you have him being a teacher. So either he's, again, a lot goes into being a teacher.
Yeah.
You need to lesson plan. You need to do so much.
All right, teachers do a lot.
They do heaps. And so when you have him leaving.
Tell you what, they do heaps of working 9 till 3 Monday to Friday and then complaining when they bloody get 6 weeks off. Every year, am I right?
No.
I'm anti-education.
No, you're very wrong.
Get rid of it all.
Yeah.
Very wrong. So again, you have that where like so much goes into behind the scenes, not just the 9 to 3 anti-education douche.
Fine.
So
8:30 to 3:30.
So you have like all that going on behind the scenes that he doesn't really do because he's too busy being Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
You need to sleep. Like, when's he grading papers?
No,
he might know science, but again, he's not really putting the hard yards there. He's not really whole-assing becoming a teacher.
Yeah.
So that's out. Mm-hmm. Then another job he's had is becoming becomes a scientist and he runs a big science lab type.
He should have no job that isn't Spider-Maning.
I agree.
He needs to monetize Spider-Man.
Well, because again, the reason that the lab stuff falls apart is because I'm pretty sure Octavius, when he controlled his body, built it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he inherited, I think it was like Parker Industries. Again, he doesn't whole ass it again.
Yeah.
He spends too much time trying to be Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He spends too much time doing that he kind of neglects the work. And he's like, I'm in the red. Oh, no.
Well, that also happens in the Spider-Man PS4 game. Mm-hmm. Like, he's interning with
Octavius,
and every time Octavius, a mission starts because Octavius is like, "Where are you, Peter?
Yeah,
you're late."
Yeah, he's always late. He's not reliable.
Gets dumped because
either.
Of it.
Mm.
Terrible. Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on him as a partner.
Oh, yeah, horrible.
Oh, horrible. So either he needs to have, again, much better work ethic. He needs to either just figure out how he can monetize being Spider-Man
mm-hmm.
or how he can be his own boss.
Yeah.
And monetize himself through that.
So I have some ideas of how, because the question.
Well, just quickly, I mean, I feel like we've spelt it out to the audience, but the question that we asked at the start of the episode, hang on, why is Spider-Man poor? Is because he has a terrible work ethic and is spread himself too thin.
Yeah.
But here, luckily, Peter Parker, if you're listening, we've got some solutions.
Yeah, well, I interpret the question, why is he poor? Because he could be so rich.
Yeah,
yeah.
He could be.
He could
at least not be so rich. He could at least have a comfortable life.
Well, I think
life.
He could be very rich.
Oh, same.
Sell out. That's what he needs to do. Sell out to big brands, big companies. Disney, put it on his back, be Disney man. Whatever. Doesn't matter. That's your advertising space. All of New York is looking at you all the time,
okay.
Spider-Man.
So.
Shit.
Got one issue.
I'm listening.
It's going to be something that will affect most superheroes.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I know that there's probably edgy Mark Miller comics or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm taking pot shots at Mark. He's done nothing to wrong me. Some of his comics aren't good, but hey, who has 100% success? Some of my podcasts are very bad. Anyway, sorry, Mark, if you're listening, and I know you probably are.
He is.
Apart from like comics where like they're like, oh, these superheroes have sold out in advertising, in the world of Spider-Man or a Batman or mm-hmm. whatever, vigilantism is still illegal. Like Spider-Man is not loved. Like, New York loves him.
Some of New York loves him.
Correct. Which means that, like, he could be like, hey, I want to do a corporate sponsorship. Disney's like, we are not going to put Disney on the back.
Don't want to associate Disney with Spider-Man.
Yeah, vigilante.
But surely some companies will. Maybe not Disney.
Well, no, because then what happens is, I got to pay Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What's your bank details?
You just do it in cash.
Because then it's like, once you have your details, and then it's like if Spider-Man is ever...
You know what type of ads you're going to start getting on Spider-Man in your I think? And I'm so sorry to interrupt, but it's going to be like, play this game for 30 seconds and you'll come.
Yeah,
dick
that's,
pills.
That's what Spider-Man will land in front of the rhino. And he'll be like, don't let your girlfriend see you playing this game. Thwip, thwip.
Yeah.
And then that's how he'll, you know...
Buy, like, oh no, it's Pornhub Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's money, though.
Except Pornhub is a legitimate website and a legitimate business, where Spider-Man isn't. So it'd be worse. It'd be bootleg versions.
Because the moment Spider-Man has to accept pay, they need to have a bank details, right? And bank account. So if Spider-Man is ever implicated in a crime, the people who are looking into that could go to his employer, i.e. Disney,
yeah,
or Pornhub, or
BigDickPills.com.
Or BigDickPills.com, and have a warrant to find out his identity to then charge him.
What about if he did it with crypto?
Well, see, this is my idea. Uh-huh. I think you should just mine crypto.
No, he's right. So,
yeah, shut up, Zaman. I'm right.
Okay. So, what gives Spider-Man the advantage of mining crypto over John Q. Marvel?
I'll tell you, but he's gotta reveal his identity.
How?
He sues Oscorp for access to Oscorp computers. Mines crypto through Oscorp's computers.
Yeah, so I'm skipping step one of that plan, because what? But two and three is pretty much what I had in mind, yeah.
Okay.
Because he's already doing a double identity thing, and he's clever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And good with computers.
True. Uh-huh.
He could probably
He's great with machines.
Yeah, he does machines.
He's got a spider drone or whatever. Crawl into the system.
Yeah.
Anyway, go into the basement, set up all the computers, mine crypto at your workplace. Mm-hmm. But he's doing that as Peter Parker, kind of like double life that Peter Parker and Spider-Man have, but it's Peter Parker and crypto.
Are you Peter suggesting Parker. He gets rid of the Spider-Man?
So Spider-Man
goes around New York. He's like, I'm going to save you, citizen. Looks in and sees an unattended computer, breaks in,
mines crypto, fills his crypto wallet.
Yeah, leaves. So Spider-Man saves you from a burning building.
Here's it's going to the moon. holds, pump and dump.
Spider-Man saves you. He's like, thank you. What do I owe you?
I guess
like,
it's pump, hold, dump.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Spider-Man, what do I got to get? I would love to thank you for saving my life. He's like, give me access to your computer. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? He's like, I can't tell you. He mines crypto from my house.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm onto another thing that's similar. Daily Bugle. Buys Fred as a Spider-Man. No one gives a shit.
Yeah.
You know what people give a lot of shit about? NFTs.
Okay.
What has happened to you?
Sell Spider-Man photos as NFTs.
Yeah. He can just mint them.
Have you become a crypto boy?
I think I'm anti-crypto just because I think it's stupid, much like stocks.
Yeah.
So I think I just learned a lot about it out of spite. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I don't know what happened to my brain.
Okay.
I think I just got real angry at Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He makes me angry to look at.
Yeah, he's an angry looking man. Yeah. Well, to look at. Man.
Yeah, he's not. He's not angry looking. Yeah.
The way that New York reacts to Peter Parker.
Yeah,
is kind of like how sometimes we react to Elon.
Yeah,
we as in the people in the room. Unfortunately, the world doesn't despise him. They should.
Shockingly.
So non fungible tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Just mints some for his photos, sells them online.
Rich.
Easy. Because they're rare.
Yeah. Easier. Much easier. Okay. That's fine. And it's still crypto. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good. Thank God.
He makes his own Spidey bucks.
Oh, my God. Spidey coins.
A Spidey coin. So he starts his own crypto.
Oh, my God.
He's Spider-Man. It's traceless.
He's Spider-Man. It's Spider coins.
Yeah.
Spidey coins.
Spider.
And also, this is the thing with crypto.
Yeah.
You can easily inflate the market just through...
Spider-Man. All he needs to do is be on the news for saving the day and mention Spidey coins.
And it was like, yeah, I heard people have started Spidey coins. Because it's the whole thing. Like, it's unmanaged or whatever. And he can imply that he didn't start it.
Yeah, exactly.
People are like, I got to get on these Spidey bucks. Stop this bomb blowing up my car or whatever.
Yeah. What better thing to base your currency on than the exploits of Spider-Man?
Exactly.
The Spider-Man dollar. That's where the money is.
With this, like, you know, it can like inflate.
Yeah.
Not with him just going up being Spider-Man. Yeah. So he's setting up passive income.
By doing his job, i.e. saving people and punching the rhino in the face, he is making money.
Although he does risk fighting Green Goblin and someone calling it cringe.
that's true.
Coin plummeting.
Or, you know, like in when he's Spider-Man no more.
Oh, no.
He's like, I'm giving it up. Crash. He tanks the Spidey coin.
Well, he has to sell. And then he has to be Spider-Man no more.
Yeah.
Crashes. Then he buys it up. And then he becomes a Spider-Man again.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Rich.
People say, actually, it was based, not cringe.
Yeah. People will turn around and the whole thing.
I'm 30.
So the Spidey coin, that's a way. That's
Spidey coin, I like it.
It's not the worst
especially
way.
Especially combined it with NFTs. Woo!
Yeah. Again, you kind of want passive income mm-hmm. for Spider-Man so that he could be Spider-Man full-time. So he could spend a little bit of time setting this up and having the infrastructure there, which shouldn't take up too much of his time.
Yeah. Starting a crypto is easy.
Do you think that this in any way kind of contradicts or goes against his great power comes great responsibility?
Well, yes. Yes, it does. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Because it's kind of insider trading.
Yeah.
Well, it is insider trading.
It's a little unpetite. Yeah, if you were to look at
that. Not to mention the damage to the environment.
If someone was to open a dictionary and after these events and it said insider trading, it would see the Spidey coin debacle. Spider-Man implied.
A young Peter Parker made Spidey bucks. Unbeknownst to everyone, he himself was Spider-Man.
Well,
yeah.
How is that any different? If Peter Parker says, I'm making Spidey bucks.
Yeah.
To taking photos of Spider-Man and selling them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Ethically, it's the same.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's in the clear.
Photos are made of paper. Paper is made of trees.
You can get green.
What if he robs one bank? He's allowed one bank, gets rich, Spider-Man's arrested.
This,
the time.
And I know you've, I'm sure this would have come up in Plumbing the Death Star, and if it hasn't, it's about to.
Yeah.
That, Jackson, sounds oddly familiar to a scenario you often find yourself in and wanting people to side with you, which is how many good deeds do you have to do before you can eat a baby orangutan?
Yeah. Well, and that's one example.
Okay. For anyone who hasn't heard, it's pretty much what I just said. Jackson is obsessed with the idea to the point where he's basically calling us at 3 a.m. being like,
hey,
all right.
Okay, you know what if I did
why
this?
Is my voice? All right, I haven't spoken for hours.
How many cigarettes do I have to smoke before it's legally okay for me to baby gorilla? What?
Jackson, go to bed.
I got to smoke more cigarettes.
Okay, I'll call you back. No. Oh, he's hung up.
He's going to call me back.
He's going to come. I can't go to sleep now.
So I think, again, it comes down to great power, great responsibility, and that is, he's just not going to do that. I honestly think when you first said fireman, I think that would be a very good job for Peter Parker. It's not going to be it's not going to be a high earner for him,
no.
But it's going to be a decent wage, and it can at least be something that he would take pride in, because even though a Spider-Man, like a regular spider, isn't fireproof, he does have spider sense.
True.
Like
a regular spider. Mm. But unlike a regular spider, Spider-Man is quick.
Yes.
And can move around and not get hit by
Spider-Man falling. Getting paid cash in hand in your scenario here?
Well, no, because he's becoming Peter Parker.
Oh, he's just Peter Parker.
He's just Peter Parker, a fireman.
Yeah,
and
but
so
he's
using
his Spidey sense and also going in dangerous situations where people will be like, "Oh, I'm not following him. That seems crazy." But he always saves the day.
He always saves the day
by flipping, and everyone's like, "Hang on,
guys."
Well, he doesn't
do
need to thwip, or if he does, he can be like, "This would be a very good tool for the fire department to have, especially if you can make one that's a bit more fire retardant."
Yeah, maybe he's got like a thing where he can plug into the hose, and instead of putting water out, he puts out web.
Yeah, and if it's kind of like basically
why do
like
you look
fiery...
so proud? Sorry, yeah. Joel Zam. Look how fucking proud he looks because of that idea. What are you? Why did that?
So
take...
you mean like a fire extinguisher that shoots out like
you mean just like a fire extinguisher?
Well, I was imagining he had like a little tube on his wrist.
Yeah,
it made you so happy.
He stabs into the pipe so no one knows.
Why does he need to do that?
So the people don't know he's Spider-Man.
Well,
wait,
he know he's
what
Spider-Man?
Do you mean?
What are you talking
it
about?
Into the pipe.
And what is he doing? Stabbing what?
What? Why did you look so? Oh, did you look happy because you got away with a?
Why
maniac
were you so
comment?
Smug when you reinvented a fire extinguisher?
So he's got the fireman hose.
Yes.
Okay. And he wants to put out. Water's not going to do it for some reason.
Yeah. Yes.
Hang on. Okay. So you're saying that he's got a spike? Just correct me if I'm wrong. He's got a spike in his wrist that he stabs into the hose.
Yeah.
And that injects web from him into the hose.
Yeah, and then he comes out the hose nozzle. to get the fire. That's how he
does. And how are they gonna like what could you possibly what?
So instead of doing it surreptitiously, because if I was standing next to say I'm a fellow fireman.
Well, firemen work together, that's right.
If he was alone, then he could just extinguish a fire with webs, which for some reason you think is good.
So Okay, no, but I'm a fireman.
Yeah.
And he's there. I'm next to Peter Parker. He's there. I'm like, man, water is not enough. And he's like, and he's, then he jams his wrist, and then suddenly the host starts splurting web.
Which also wouldn't work, because that's not going to smother the fire, because otherwise when he's like webbed up criminals, that would kill them.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
No, no, but like maybe.
Yeah,
no,
we don't know.
Because like, he has to... To put out a fire by shooting web at it, it would have to...
But it's just about getting rid of the oxygen in the fire.
Yeah.
So? Shut up.
Yes, shut up. Exactly.
So Peter Parker is a smart
think
person.
About how much web that would be.
But yeah, but this is the thing. Like,
why
he could,
is that lots of web?
He could
what
make,
do you mean,
he's,
why is that lots of web?
He's an inventor.
He could You're make trying something. So hard, but we're going to be still thinking about it. The moment you stop, yeah, you I might as well just let it happen.
Okay, go.
What do you mean, why is that a lot of web?
But why is it going to be more web? But what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You do an even amount of web to the flame.
What do you mean?
What? An even amount of web to the flame?
What?
Are you measuring the flame?
No, you eyeball it. X amount of flame equals X amount of web to get rid of the oxygen in the flame.
All I said was it will be a lot of web, which is what that would prove.
No, but
prove.
It's variable. Wait.
But if water's not doing the job, Jackson, and you think web is better...
It's a really hot fire, I guess.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, did you love Dinosaur Park? The whole dinosaur saga even. Well, did you know that just as the Joels wrap up their adventures in the vast reaches of space, a brand new adventure has begun? On the very same night that the Joels entered Dinosaur Park, Jackson's good friends Adam and Cash found themselves trapped in Dinosaur Land, Jackson's nightmare of a theme park. If you want to be part of the next chapter of the Dinosaur Saga, then head to Sans Pants Plus, and for as little as $10 a month, you gain access to Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, as well as literally an arseload of other content. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus. Head there now. The adventure continues.
So you do know that there's fire extinguishers that don't just, it's not just water in them.
I know,
So there's like foam, there's all the different types for different situations, right? Peter Parker.
Yes.
He's a very smart person, very good inventor. Uh-huh. You look at like, for example.
Good segue, back to what he was saying before. Yeah.
So you look at like, say, Ben Reilly.
Sure.
Where the Scarlet Spider. He invents something called impact webbing.
Okay.
Right? So like impact bullets. Mm-hmm. So basically like he fires his impact bullets, they hit like, say, a Venom.
Yeah.
And then suddenly there's so much webbing.
Ah.
It's like in case. Like, done. So Peter Parker is a smart man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He could help the fire department by inventing these things which are easy to carry around.
Yeah.
Which you could huck onto a fire. Mm-hmm. It would burst and then would explode out and then hopefully cover the fire and suppress it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he could be working for like the fire department in terms
like
of their R&D.
Yeah,
probably.
It probably varies. It's probably a lot of web.
Yeah, probably varies from fire.
Is, if just you look like at, from that story, it sounded like that was a lot of web.
A lot of webs in those little bullets. So, for example, he could be like, okay, I manufactured these things, and instead of them shooting like sticky web, it kind of explodes out, and it's like foam. It's basically anything that's basically fire retardant.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, let's just do that, and let's improve. And so,
what if a crime happens?
What do you mean, what if a? Oh wait, well he's fighting a fire.
Well, he's fighting a fire.
Well, I guess it's the same thing that would happen if like he was fighting a. It depends, because Spider-Man would have absolutely been in that situation before, where like, say he's stopping like someone who's stolen someone's handbag, and then there's a car on fire with kids in it.
Yeah,
he will be like, look, I'll just web the handbag away for a second. Yeah, like, but do that and then
but
turn.
Yeah, but it's Peter Parker. And this is the problem. He needs to prioritize. Yeah. And he needs to realize.
He's wearing a fireman outfit. Just wear your Spider-Man clothes underneath it, sorted.
Yeah, but then he's Spider-Man.
But
still.
Then he's still Spider-Man.
Yeah, but chances are, when you're putting out a fire, like a big fire, a fire that has required firefighters, chances are there's not a worse crime currently happening that Spider-Man would be there to stop.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
What about
either.
This is a mugging? Someone with a gun?
I let it happen.
See, look, I think that Spider-Man should just let those things happen if he's dedicating his time to being a firefighter.
You think he should retire being Spider-Man and become a firefighter full-time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's using his power. He's using his, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. So he's using his powers there in a responsible way of helping out the community. He's using his brain power of inventing to then utilize that to help fight fires.
Yeah.
And utilizing this so it kind of would like revolutionize firefighting.
What if, as another option?
But the problem, of course, does happen. If there is a crime happening,
he'll distract.
He's like a dog sticking his head out the window looking for crime.
He's like, oh, I gotta go stop that mugging happening.
Right? And currently, with a jobless Peter Parker, if he doesn't turn up, oh no.
Whatever.
The job that he doesn't have doesn't get done.
But if he doesn't turn up at the fire department.
So maybe I'm giving him even more great responsibility that he's just fucking up.
Yeah.
Because, again, he needs to whole ass it.
Sorry, I'm just quickly doing some maths here.
Yeah.
Because I think this is going to be important. Because firefighters don't get paid that much.
How much do firefighters get to pay?
70K is the average.
70K? Look, that's better than me.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Us heroic podcasters don't get paid as much as people that put out actual fires.
Yeah, I agree.
What you're right. I'm anti-firefighter too.
But I'm just saying, like, look, that's a pretty decent wage.
Maybe I'm anti that's all emergency services. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, fair enough. Let Spider-Man sort him out.
What about this? What if it was understood that, so Spider-Man has to reveal his secret identity to the mayor, say.
Yeah.
But it's understood that he's a civil servant. Okay. Spider-Man gets a wage from the city for protecting the city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice and simple, right? He goes to the mayor. I'm going to protect the city. I'm Spider-Man. They're like, well, we got rhinos, so that's fair. Put your mask back on.
But the problem is, and you have some people who are like, say, irate at the city.
Yeah.
Now we'll take it out on Spider-Man, therefore causing more problems.
Well, he'll just have to deal.
All right.
Yeah. He'll just have
I'm just saying it might be, say, bad for the city.
Yeah.
Or bad for the mayor. Because if you're like, I know who's Spider-Man is. Bigger Sparker. I know who Spider-Man is.
Studio apartment in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheapest apartment you can get. Studio apartment.
Yeah.
For rent or buy?
Rent.
Okay. Yeah.
It was 70K Australian a year.
Okay.
For the firefighter. The rent that he would have to pay on average was $36,000.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, like, you'd probably about times 1.2-ish for the conversion rate. So you're looking at just under $45,000 a year.
Just on rent?
Just on rent. So that's half his salary.
That's a firefighter?
And that's a firefighter salary. Mm. And that's a studio apartment in New York. If he's looking at a one-bedroom one, it goes up to probably closer to like 50 to 60K.
Yeah. I think Spider-Man's just going to have to break a few eggs and do some stuff that's not super above board just so that he can keep Spider-Maning, whether that's a protection racket, whether that's...
What if? So you know the guy who invented...
What if he just sides with Kingpin?
Some money.
Do a little mob work.
Okay. What about the guy...
What's the difference between a Spider-Man working for the mob and a FBI agent going undercover?
Exactly. Well, so the FBI agent doesn't get paid, but the money the FBI agent gets, I don't think he gets to.
Yeah, but Spider-Man gets the money, but then he still can rat out on the mob or whatever.
Yeah,
but then
he's
two wrongs don't make a right.
Does an FBI agent who is undercover... get the money they get for dealing drugs?
No.
Where's it go? Yeah,
it's evidence, surely.
Yeah, but it's going into your bank account. You'll break your cover if they find out what you did with it.
No, but as in like a go...
And plus you'd have to use some of that money to...
to live.
Yeah, but I feel like this is probably where the undercover...
Mm.
It's where I feel like the police force may fall down a little bit when it comes to behind, you know, the board, what's it called? Under the
corruption?
Corruption?
Yes.
Yeah,
I feel like some of this stuff would have to be above board, but then you have to do stuff that's not above board.
Yeah. Just to keep
Spider-Man
up.
Working for Kingpin, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.
Alternatively.
Yeah.
And I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Spidey coins.
Yeah, I think we hit the wow. Yeah.
Before you settle on Spidey-Con.
Okay.
May I remind you of the... I think the person may have worked for NASA.
Oh.
But the person who invented the Super Soaker.
Okay.
So...
Spider toys.
So just a spider toy that shoots the webbing out and you market it solely to kids.
Yeah.
Sell out your... patent it, make billions.
Yeah, he would.
Invest that money into Spidey coins.
Yeah.
Same issue that Jackson has, though.
What?
What?
I feel originally, the original problem of getting sponsorships.
Oh, right.
So I don't know if a kid's toy line would necessarily love Spider-Man at points. Depending on where...
It's Peter Parker.
It's Peter Parker.
Getting
but
his...
people loathe Peter Parker.
Okay, it's Peter Parker inventing
they wanna, when they see
a gun
in the
or whatever that shoots
him,
spider, that shoots spider web.
Mm, yeah,
right.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
be
yeah.
like, I've, you know, he comes in to say like a Dragon Den situation. Yeah. The Dragon Den like, love your idea, but your face cannot
Stop.
Go anywhere
put
near.
Put a bag on it, Christ!
This, oh my lord! Put yeah, put a bag on that face.
Yeah, and then he gives it to Moose Products or some
kid's toy
developer.
So
and
you're
then
saying they, Peter they Parker coincidentally in this. Yeah. In theory, coincidentally, just makes a toy that resembles the web shooters at Spider-Man.
Or something similar, yeah, because I'd be like, well, I saw Spider-Man, and then you could have the, I saw Spider-Man on the TV, and then I was like, that looks cool.
I'm going to make my own.
What if I made my own? I did. I spent all this time and energy researching and developing, maybe, because I don't know if Spider-Man did it by invention or by...
Born that way?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm just a humble Peter Parker,
making
New York
invention.
Man, making my invention in my garage. I'm a rags to riches story.
Yeah. Yep.
And here I am making this, so let's utilize that for kids' toys. Or to the military, either way.
Yeah. Whoever
wants it.
Think bigger, Peter Parker. Make rhino suits for children.
I don't think he made the rhino, but he could figure it out.
Yeah. It's easy.
What about if he was like a phone sex worker? Like, as he's swinging through the city, he's also getting you off.
Okay, so cool, but... What do you think that's going to sound like on the other line to the other person?
Hey, stop that, crook! I'm taking my dick out. Rhino, you bastard! Yeah. I'm jerking off.
And then on top of that, you're just going to get.
Sounds really windy where you are. Yeah, I'm fucking Spider-Man. I'm flipping through the city.
Also, he's very openly
Spider-Man.
Yes, that's Spider-Man.
Yeah. Have you talked off by Spider-Man? Here you go.
Have you ever wanted to fuck Spider-Man?
Yes.
Call 1-800 fuck spiders. And this year, and this time,
and this
you'll
time
find
you
out
you are
here
to
fuck
spiders. Right itself.
Hey, I'm on top of the Chrysler Building. Let's do this really quickly. I can see the vulture. He's like two blocks away. All right, let's get you off, buddy.
Okay. Yeah. Here I am in my mask. Where do you want me?
Yeah.
I do that reverse kiss thing that you saw me do in the newspaper, but I'm sucking
your balls off.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, it's pretty good. I got the sucking power of a spider. Yeah, it's real rough.
Yeah, sounds like your web shooter's not working properly. Yeah, shut up.
Have you come yet?
No. Vultures. You fighting the vulture? I'm gonna have to call you back.
Are you fighting the vulture or actual vultures? I heard a call.
Was that a bird or the old man doing a bird call? Are you getting off or not?
I'll kill you, Spider-Man.
Not really.
Okay. What about this? So, Spider-Man straps a GoPro to his head. Somehow organizes that so it links to the internet. You can pay per view of watching. Him flipping around New York, Biffin the Vulture.
I so thought you were going to go like the OnlyFans round. Pay-per-view, he's got no pants on. You pay money, he looks down. Spidey Hog!
Alternatively, you just go into the city and look up.
What about?
He's so tiny,
okay.
You can't see anything.
I think I just saw his balls, but I can't tell.
Okay, how about this? No balls. Same thing. Webcam on his head, attach it to the internet. He's got a Twitch channel.
Yeah,
going.
Great. He's streaming.
He's streaming. He's streaming.
$5, look down at your balls or whatever.
I'm not looking at our balls. That goes against Twitch's TOC. So what about that? So he's like, hey, and that could be exploitative because like $5 and I'll punch Vulture in the back of the neck.
I like the idea that he's beating up Venom and chat's just full of poggers.
F's in the chat for Venom. They've rung the bell. F's in the chat. Boom. Boom. Yeah. Yeah, well.
But also, Spider-Man probably sees real-life people die. I don't know if Twitch is ready for that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fair.
Well, yeah. Maybe it should be.
I imagine the classic scene in Spider-Man 1 where he's got to pick between Mary Jane and the boss full of kids or whatever.
And start like, a poll.
Start a poll.
Start a poll. Start a poll. And everybody's, you know, just goofing off in chat. Both die.
Yeah.
Damn it, chat. He flips up. Look down.
I'm not naked. No showing my balls.
I can't, you got a lump, so. Yeah, he's getting around those guidelines. He's getting around those. Yeah, he's figuring it out.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that if you're Peter Parker and you're poor, it's kind of your own fault at this point.
I think we've given Peter Parker, if Peter Parker's listening out there sitting on top of the Chrysler building, fighting vultures.
He's changed out of the J. Jonah Jameson podcast.
Yeah.
Just the facts of J. Jonah Jameson.
I think that's what he's like. What's
that is another reference for you, the audience. Yes, you.
What's this Plumbing the Death Star podcast that seems to be talking about why my financial situation? That seems rude. Let's listen to that. Yeah. But now here you are at the end, Peter Parker.
So you got we know so your many identity. Options.
Hey, Peter Parker, you're a fictional character in our world. Are we fictional characters in your world?
How are we doing a podcast if that's the case?
Playing ourselves?
That's weird.
So, yeah, so we're going to give him a lot of options. Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of them either make you give up being Spider-Man, and so you have to whole ass an actual job and actually, you know, have some responsibility.
Put some time into it, you know.
Otherwise, you Spidey bucks.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, a lot of these kind of initial investment stuff, Spider-Man has to have the initial capital, which you just don't have.
Yeah.
I think Spider-Man, because again, for Spider-Man, he doesn't have what it takes.
No.
He just doesn't.
He doesn't have the right
that's
stuff.
That's brutal.
Yeah. Damn.
You know, you sometimes hear pieces of the shit being like, you know, just poor. It's a state of mind.
Yeah,
you need to really focus on it. But for Peter Parker, I think it is.
I think this is
the only time it is correct.
Yeah.
Because Peter Parker, you know, he could be living the high life. He could be helping himself out. Could be helping him and his aunt out.
Yeah.
But he's not.
What about this one final alternative? Uh-huh. We haven't thought of this.
Uh-huh.
So Peter Parker's always poor.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a very successful company, thanks it poor again. Maybe it's part of his power set.
He got the financials of a spider.
Yeah, no money.
No, that makes
got the strength of a spider.
Rich.
Strength of a spider, spider sense of a spider, and the financial sensibilities of a spider.
Yeah, maybe it's maybe.
What does a spider need? A spider need web. I make my own web and fly. I catch them. It's all I need.
I think Spider-Man's as poor as a spider is, and I don't think that's his fault.
Yeah, that's true. It's the radioactive spider's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're sorry, Peter Parker.
Yeah, we're sorry for giving you shit.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah. So maybe it isn't your fault. It's the spider's.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
Spider-Man has the financial skills of a Spider-Man.
Can he buy anything?
Nah.
No, he can't. He's
poor.
Damn, that is a poor Spider-Man.
This is a terrible idea.
Why have I
done
this?
We're Scaredy Boys. Like, the premise is ridiculous.
Hi, I'm Damien Robb. Welcome to Scaredy Boys, a weekly podcast where three cowardly friends discuss horror movies.
My mum was weird about what movies we watched. I was a coward as well, so I was like, no, enforce the law, mum.
I think I've watched three horror movies in my time, one of them by choice.
For a big old coward, I have seen a weird number of horror films.
Each week, we'll watch a spooky movie.
Well, I want to take this up to both of you. Both of you are like, oh, thrillers aren't horrors. Fuck, they are.
They are for us.
Try not to piss our pants. Were we scared?
Oh, easily, yes.
Yeah, big time.
Is he going to die?
I'm a scared man.
My hands were pretty much covering my face the entire time.
Yeah, what point did you just give up?
Early.
And then figure out how the hell we'd survive.
I'll punch it up.
No questions asked.
I will band myself to a malevolent entity if it means I'm safe.
I've never been so arrogant in my cowardice.
I'm going to light a fire.
You say like it's a revelation.
I'll punch your grandma in the face if it's between us and dying.
Join me and my good pals, Tom Reed and Sean Carney, on this haunting adventure.
Scaredy Boys, available at sanspantsradio.com, Acast, and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
I'm not getting fingered by any ghosts.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.